Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Armed Mexicans cross border, U.S. volunteers, journalists photograph mysterious militia. You ought to go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, link through and look at the video and photos of all these foreign troops. That's coming up with Chris Simcox, the editor of a local newspaper and a citizen action group. You don't want to miss that. And we're going to have Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. I know we got loaded phones. Let's go to your calls. Chris in Tennessee, then Don, Wesley, Jack, Clayton, and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Alex and Paul. My first question to Paul is, Mr. Silverstein on his insurance money, since we declared war, is Silverstein still eligible to collect that money?
Yes, Silverstein's gotten federal money, he's gotten a bunch of other money, and he's gotten some of the insurance money. It's still all being fought over, but I've seen mainstream numbers of $6.5 billion, $7 billion. We're not really sure how much he's getting, but for a $50, $60 million upfront investment, because the guy just leased these, he leased part of seven decades ago, but the whole complex months before, he made $500 million alone profit off Building 7 collapse. Paul?
Yeah, Building 7 alone was $500 million, and I believe he's collected that. We've also got the Marvin Bush Securecom company that was running security at the World Trade Center. Contract coincidentally ended on September 11, 2001, so it just goes on and on. But yeah, I believe Silverstein has collected at least some of the money, and definitely the $500 million on Building 7.
My other question is, with the Oklahoma City bombing, Dr. Stiles, or Stills, the dentist who has been incarcerated because he said that he watched the video of the government starting the fire at Waco, and then I myself have saw the three 500-pound bombs that were still at the scene, and the first investigators that were there smelt the mercury vapor in the air. And my point being is this, is that right after September 11th, the report came out and said that Tim McVeigh had Saddam Hussein's personal cell phone on his possession, all right? The fact of the matter is, Tim McVeigh wasn't given a fair trial, in my opinion, and I just hate to see the McVeigh...
Well, a Indianapolis reporter for the major paper said he saw McVeigh breathing as they rolled him out. But look. This is a Pentagon that plants fake news articles in the newspapers, okay? This is a Pentagon that admittedly lies. You cannot trust anything this government does. We're just trying to find the truth throughout all these lies. But going back to what you said about Dr. Charles T. Sell.
Yes.
The Army doctor admitted at Waco said, I saw them kill and burn those people. They grabbed him, no trial, and have been forcibly drugging him in solitary confinement for now 6.5 years. This is just another example of what they'll do to cover things up. Paul?
Yeah, on top of that, we've got the public officials traveling to Oklahoma City the night before, renting out hotel rooms, and then mysteriously being on the scene the next day to act as heroes. So another smoking gun on top as well.
And then later saying, oh, I drove to town that day after it happened. Turns out they're there the night before.
Yeah, they got the receipts from the hotel room, which stated that.
The Patriot Act was written after the Oklahoma City bombing, and then it was forced on the American people after September 11th. All I'm trying to get at is...
Well, let me be a little more accurate here.
Okay.
The Omnibus Anti-Terror Package, a lot of it got passed. What didn't get passed, that's true. A lot of what didn't get passed was Patriot Act 1. Yes, sir, that's true.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is I met Tim McVeigh when he was alive. And this story of a jailhouse snitch is nothing, in my opinion, to sell books. The McVeigh family has been through enough, and Tim is not stupid enough to spill his... I read Tim's final letters also. That's just my opinion. And I think that somebody just wants to sell some books on a jailhouse snitch.
How did you know Timothy McVeigh?
I met him at a gun show, Alex.
Yeah, going around doing his federal work, associating himself with every known conservative movement.
I met him at a gun show, and I spoke to him, and I think that's a completely fabricated story about a jailhouse thing. Thank you for your time.
All right, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Stay there, Paul. We'll come back with more calls and our next guest.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim new Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I know listeners want to talk about the stage Bin Laden capture that's coming up. I know you want to get into the lying about weapons of mass destruction. Arnold Schwarzenegger says all the illegals are going to get their driver's license. The bloated federal budget, there's a bunch of new Patriot Act 2 news and CAPS 2 systems and just all this police state unfolding. People are finally starting to find out exactly what's happening and just how draconian all of this is. But with Paul Watson and all our callers, I have another individual who's going to be riding shotgun with us for this hour. And he's Chris Simcox. We've had him on several times in the past. He's the editor, the owner of the Tombstone Tumbleweed in Tombstone, Arizona. He started his own civil defense group to stop all the illegals pouring across, or at least try to investigate it. And headline here, armed Mexicans cross border, U.S. volunteers, journalists photograph mysterious militia. A group of civilian volunteer U.S.-Mexico border watchers say they were witnessing an incursion into the U.S. by 22 armed Mexican militiamen and photographed the encounter with the paramilitary patrol. Chris Simcox, editor and publisher of the Tombstone Arizona Tumbleweed and founder of the Civil Homeland Defense, a group that attempts to aid the Border Patrol, nab illegal aliens, said the confrontation occurred the morning of Saturday, January 24th. Simcox, accompanied by a photographer and a video journalist, says the trio ran into a squad of armed Mexicans in olive drab uniforms in two military-type vehicles. Others have reported Czechoslovakian, Chinese, you name it. Simcox and his group converse with the group. We could see the men run to what was appeared to be the leader of the squad, where they converse for a few seconds. He recounts a moment later, 10 of the men jumped into the troop transport vehicles and drove down the hill in our direction. They stopped directly in front of us on the dirt road that parallels the border fence of the Mexican side. So the four men's rifles, M16s and FALs, jumped from the truck and approached them on the fence. The cameras were rolling on both sides, he said. As the men approached, one of them was taking photographs of us. The leader approached. I said, hello, ¿cómo está? I can't read Spanish, folks. He asked immediately if we were immigration. I told him no. He then told us in Spanish it was prohibited for us to film them. We told him we were media. Yeah, this is America, slave master. And we had the right to film. He became a bit agitated at that point and asked for more specifics about who we were and why we were here. I asked him the same question. He told us they were out here protecting the border, just doing their job. We asked them if they were military. They did not respond. The leader seemed perplexed about who we were and again asked what business we had in the area. We again replied that we were journalists covering the illegal immigration story. The leader again said we should not be in the area. Simcox said none of the uniforms the men were wearing had patches, names, or insignias of any kind that we could identify them as official members of the Mexican police or military force. We've had Ranch Rescue a few weeks ago, got shot at by the Mexican troops. It then happened again. And here to tell us the rest of the story, what happened, is Chris Simcox. Chris, good to have you on the show.
Alex, thanks for the chance. I appreciate it. Good talking to you again.
You bet. What ended up happening, and you've got the video and the photos of these guys on the site, what ended up happening?
Well, incredible video. In fact, we encountered them again yesterday with a film crew from Holland, the Dutch crew. And they were not real nice guys. I mean, this is the most up-close and personal encounter I've had with them. And it's also curious timing. I think I reported to you before when we spoke that we had seen these mysterious groups running the border a year ago. And when the war started, they disappeared. Well, it's interesting that just after Mr. Bush made his, free amnesty announcement to the world, that this mysterious group showed up again at this abandoned ranch that's used for primarily a launching site for illegals.
And by the way, we have the numbers of illegals now up, according to the Border Patrol, 15% since Bush made this announcement.
Yeah, I'd say it. I'd say it's 50%. And again, from what we've seen in the last week, we've seen numbers like we have never encountered before, and it's coincides perfectly with Mr. Bush basically announcing amnesty. In fact, the groups that are coming across now are quite incredulous that we're stopping them, saying that they are here for their amnesty, and they will not yield anymore. In fact, they're not yielding for Border Patrol. The only way that they will yield to us now is because we've all chosen to carry long arms, especially after coming up against these paramilitary groups.
Now, the Mexican troops have been shooting people, killing people. A lot of courage to go up against them, but obviously they've been reported to be on both sides of the borders shooting at people. These latest confrontations, which side of the border are they on?
Well, I'll tell you, I took the film crew that I had with me last Saturday, and we paralleled the border and came up on the berm, as I said in the story, right on the border fence. As I was kneeling sort of behind this berm trying to take photographs of these military, I hear rustling in the bushes, and 25 feet away from me, three armed men approached the fence and proceeded to come across. And I caught them right in the act of coming over the border fence. It was one of those moments where you've got three guys carrying M16s, and they're staring at you, surprised that you're there, and we're surprised they're there. And it was one of those standoffs where you're not sure if shooting.
Now, they're admittedly shepherding illegals and drugs.
Yes.
They've been caught doing this. The Border Patrol's been ordered to leave them alone. They've chased Border Patrol up to 5 miles over in Humvees, shooting at them, killing them. And again, the average American has no idea this is going on. They say we're here for our amnesty. Bush says it's not an amnesty. No, just the biggest amnesty ever. England is going to be in 20 years majority foreigner. The same thing here. Breaking down our society. Paul Watson comments on what Chris Simcox is saying.
Yeah, the British perspective, as you mentioned, Britain in 20 years mostly foreign. Under the Labour government, immigration into the country has increased fivefold each year. And, I mean, I live in an area where I can see the effects of that, 8-9 people to a house. And the solution, as ever, is, we have to take a national ID card. I mean, Blunkett, our Home Fuhrer has got another terror law out today to fight illegal immigration, which will institute pre-crime as a law.
Now, that's the actual headline. It says what you might be thinking, secret arrest, tell no one where you went, all crime is terror. It actually says this, and the headline is pre-crime.
Yeah, and it says based on MI5 or MI6 intelligence, the same kind of intelligence that they take from graduate students' thesis, which is like 12 years old on the Iraq weapons of mass destruction. So, secret trials without being convicted of a crime in the first place blunkets pre-crime as a solution to rampant illegal immigration, which the Labour government has accelerated.
So they create the crisis off of the solution. Chris Simcox, you're there on the border, you're around the Border Patrol, you're around other citizens. What has been the effect on the morale of the Border Patrol since you say a 50% increase, they say 15% increase conservatively? What has been the effect on the morale at our disintegrating border?
And I do have a few. Now I am starting to get Border Patrol agents who are willing to be interviewed on film. I have a few of them who just basically say, look, the president has abandoned this. Why are we even out here? I mean, they're demoralized. They don't know why they're doing it. And you know, human nature, it's going to turn half of these guys bad. Half of them don't care in the first place. And that half is now going to figure, hey, if this is just free enterprise, then why don't we get in on it?
So Bush has already won to a certain extent by destroying our morale, giving up. I mean, they'd already told them, pick up trash for your job. You can't stop illegals in certain areas. And now we had the Border Patrol union head on a few weeks ago, and he said it's about a new world order. It's about getting rid of the middle class. It's about globalism. Do any of the Border Patrol agents you're around say it's about the new world order?
No, I haven't really heard them refer to that. I think they take it much more personally. These are the grunts out in the field, and they know that their supervisors have them out there running around like the Keystone Cops, and they know that their hands are tied in doing their job as effectively as they could. A few of them, though, we see, and we saw some yesterday, who are out there doing gangbuster work. I mean, this one kid yesterday ran a group down over a mile and caught them.
It's simple. These are felons coming into our country, the highest rate of crime ever known coming out of these groups. That's admitted. The big association of police just came out and said these are the cop killers. They're the worst out there. It's bad for everybody. It's totally un-American. It's time to get tough on these people and start putting them in prison, and then the illegals will stop pouring across. But you said it. Bush says we're going to legalize you. They pour across. What do these Mexican troops do just yesterday when you caught them coming across the fence?
Well, basically, they're only a few yards away from another house in the compound that houses all of the illegals. They're there side by side. We know the drugs come across. They're doing nothing but basically charging them an entrance fee into the United States as they come across. What good are they doing?
What did you do when the foreign troops came across the fence yesterday?
Same thing. They retreated and we retreated and took positions behind berms and were ready for gunfire. They radioed through. They know we're in the area now. We have stumbled across one of their drug deals already that I think we certainly messed up for them. They don't appreciate that.
Now and admittedly, my dad is a dentist, and the head of the Border Patrol for Texas is one of his patients, and he said, "Yeah, Mr. Dr. Jones, it's true. There's a $200,000 bounty on our heads."
Yes,
and that's been going on for 3 years now.
I have the same thing on me, Alex. And I mean, these guys don't like what we're doing, and again, it makes me nervous that they're taking my picture as I'm taking theirs. And again, there are a lot of things I don't print in my paper exactly for that reason, because I don't want these drug dealers knowing that it's us that are, you know, upsetting their apple cart, because they will come after you for that. It's only a matter of time before we feel that, you know, they're going to come after us for...
Well, why is it the military on the border engaging these foreign troops when they come across that fence?
That's exactly what we want to know. I tell you, Border Patrol takes it seriously. Almost every Border Patrol agent on the line now will not get out of their truck without carrying a long arm.
It's a matter of time. I mean, they were just shooting at people again a few weeks ago, kidnapping citizens. That's the Associated Press. It's a matter of time until they open fire on you. What are you going to do, Chris?
Well, we are prepared, and again, we had a situation here in our county, and Cochise County is going to lead the way with citizens arming themselves and patrolling that border as we already have. We had a mother and a 14-year-old daughter who were beaten, threatened with death, and carjacked as they were going to school. last week.
We'll talk about it when we get back and take your calls. America is under attack by foreign drug-dealing troops.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're in Iraq, supposedly to save us from weapons of mass destruction. Turns out the White House said before they went to war, they knew it was a fraud. We told you that years before, but now it's mainstream news. We got Mexican troops killing, raping, beating, kidnapping. It is horrible. I mean, I'm here in Texas, folks, and these Mexican troops are scary. And they come across the border. There's a bunch of towns in South Texas that fly the Mexican flag. No Texas or American flag allowed. No English is allowed to be spoken in court. That's the 10-part series from 4 years ago in the San Antonio Express News. El Cenizo is one of the towns. This sounds incredible, but it's happening. Now Governor Schwarzenegger is going to give all the illegals driver's licenses we told you he would. We're about to go back to your calls and Paul Watson and have Chris Simcox ride shotgun with us and plug his amazing website for his great newspaper. Chris, I mean, you are an American hero. They're on the front line standing up against these people, and you were trying to tell us a story of the beating of this woman and her child. Tell us more about that.
I'll read it straight from the paper. A woman and her 14-year-old daughter were pulled from their SUV and beaten outside their rural Cochise County home Thursday morning in a carjacking by three men illegally in the United States. They stole their SUV, they punched the women in the mouth, stole their vehicle, got into a car chase with Border Patrol agents, again, on our rural highways, right during morning rush hour, and children going to school right by children standing on the side of the road waiting for school.
They should set up a roadblock and shoot that vehicle full of holes.
Well, they pulled them over, the guys took off running back across the border, and they caught them just a few hundred yards on our side. They're in.
And by the way, they just released in the last year over 1.5 million illegals out of prisons. They won't even charge them because there's nothing they can do.
Nope,
millions of these people. And why didn't they set up a roadblock and blow that car into 100 pieces?
Well, let me tell you where the roadblocks are, Alex. The roadblocks are sitting right here outside of Tombstone. We have Border Patrol checkpoints now, and basically our government has given up 40 miles of the border. When I leave Tombstone to go north, I must stop and prove that I'm an American.
Well, that's it. It happens to citizens, but to nobody else.
Absolutely.
And Paul Watson, that's what you were talking about earlier. Then we'll go to calls. Is in England, they bring them in, give them carte blanche. They're allowed to do whatever they want. There's a double standard, but citizens are harassed. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's the whole problem reaction solution paradigm. But a piece of good news, and this is why we need to support the great work of Chris and other people like him, is that we're getting word out of the Bush administration that they are beginning to become concerned about the fact that, you know, basically they're brazenly slitting the throat of the country open with these socialist immigration policies, which is having the adverse effect, in their view, of waking up some of the phony conservatives to the fact that Bush is ramming through this socialist agenda. Even Michael Savage came out and said that Bush was a liberal intent on destroying the country. So we know the people are concerned, and I mean, this is the powder keg, according to the intel that we're getting, that could light the fuse, which may cause them to put a Democrat.
Well, Glenn Spencer said years ago that the shooting's going to start. And last year, Vicente Fox and thousands of Mexican troops paraded up and down the border reenacting the war. Simcox comments.
Yes, it's absolutely true, and there's only one way that we can send President Bush the message, and that is by we need volunteers down here. It's going to be us against them, basically. We put ourselves we're fighting a battle on two fronts. We're fighting people coming over the border from Mexico, and now we have President Bush breathing down our neck saying, don't break a rule or we'll put you out of business because it's not your job. We don't want that border closed.
Well, every woman, I mean, look, this is what the militia is about. They should levy attacks, if need be, right now in all those cities and pass the Kennesaw, Georgia law that made their crime rate go down by 98%. Folks, that's Associated Press numbers. Everybody should have to be armed and trained, and the next time somebody tries to carjack, you know what to do.
Well, we have our local sheriff who's had enough also, Sheriff Deaver, who is now forming a citizens volunteer patrol groups that are going to patrol armed our bus stops in the morning where our children wait for the buses, and we've had enough. That's it. This is.
Oh, yeah, I saw the articles how they shake the kids down. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, the kids everywhere, and the kids are standing. I mean, again, imagine this. This is the United States of America, and mothers have to stand armed with their children at bus stops.
Cochise County has over 1.3 million, this is official numbers, you say it's a lot higher, so is Border Patrol, pouring across there alone. Can you imagine this, folks?
600 people we've encountered in the last week and a half alone. This is one small citizens group. We sit on one trail. 600 people that we have documented coming across that border in numbers like we've never seen before.
All right, I promise that to Don, Wesley, Jack, Clayton, and Ethan, you're up next. Bam, bam, bam. We'll get more into this and cover more of the news. It's all interconnected. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the premier websites. You can link through to Chris Simcox. Great website as well. Here's a newspaper, Tombstone Tumbleweed. What's the website for that, Chris?
TombstoneTumbleweed.com.
All right. We'll be back on the other side. Keep it locked in. Alex Jones, Paul Watson, Chris Simcox.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have Vicente Fox coming to Austin, Texas, giving an award to the police department for not following the federal law, aiding and abetting illegals. They build day labor sites just for them. No one else is allowed to go and get jobs. It's run by racist Mexicans. It's incredible. Mecha, La Raza, they're laughing. They got, the murals with Aztecs cutting white people's hearts out. Images of that. We got rallies in San Diego where 4th of July parades aren't allowed by the illegals, where Hispanics and black and white veterans are beat up by them with 2x4s. The police stand there and watch it. This is the stuff that's going on, okay? It's that bad. It's that bad. And New York and D.C. are running the destruction of America. We got Vicente Fox with the military parading up and down the border. It's sick, folks. It's totally sick. And I have it from folks involved with the new Alamo movie that the Texans are basically the bad guys in the new Disney movie. So this is what the establishment wants. In California, 70% of people in exit polls are against giving illegals licenses, including Hispanics are against it. They try to make it a racial issue. The U.S. government basically owns and runs the Mexican government, and it is out of control. Let's go to some calls. This is probably going to be all over the map, because some of you have been holding for an hour, and I don't normally do this. I'm getting better about going to calls. We've had so many guests today. And Simcox, Watson, pop in anytime you want. Let's talk to Don in Indiana. Don, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I hate to detract from your current guest. I was holding reference to the Oklahoma City bombing.
And, Don, you haven't called in a while. You're a listener, a retired federal marshal who sent me some nice government info, public stuff, nothing secret, like the SWAT system. And what would you like to say to the people who don't think that video on Road to Tyranny is real, where FEMA says the Christians and the Founding Fathers are terrorists?
Well, it's definitely real. There's no doubt about that. It's well documented. I like your films, too. They're extremely well documented.
Well, tell folks what you want to say about Oklahoma City.
Well, I was listening to this report you just had on by name of Cash. What was his name?
Yeah, J.D. Cash.
Yeah. But he alluded to something, and I could tell that he wanted to say it, but I think he was trying to stay in the middle of the road and didn't want to say it. He didn't want to offend anyone. I have in front of me right now the Oklahoma City bombing final report. Came out in 2001.
Yeah, Charles Key, the state rep, put it out.
It's a 548-page report, and I looked it up on page 328, section C, in reference to ATF unlawfully stores munitions in a federal office building. May I read a few paragraphs of that?
Sure, go ahead.
Says during rescue efforts of the Murrow building, several people reported seeing munitions which had been stored in the building. Randall A. Yount, a park ranger for the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department, was one of these. He was in uniform in downtown Oklahoma City shortly after the bombing. After exiting his car near Northwest 10th Street and Broadway, an Oklahoma Highway Patrol car pulled up next to him, and a trooper offered him a ride. They made their way to the southwest side of the Southwestern Bell Telephone Building, where an OHP command post was being set up. Within minutes, several other OHP vehicles arrived, and the troopers were paired off to begin searching the Murrow Building. One trooper did not have a partner, so the on-scene commander told Yount to pair with the odd trooper. They went to the Murrow Building and began placing tables and benches for a temporary morgue. Yount said that around 10:30 a.m., an ATF agent in charge instructed him and his partner to join with four of his agents and two U.S. Marshals in forming a fire brigade line. They were led down a short set of steps to the first floor level, where they had to pry open a door and remove large chunks of concrete to proceed further into the building. He said they could hear the children from the daycare center crying and moaning and thought they were there to help rescue the children. So they picked up the pace to clear the debris, thinking they were right on top of the kids. They continued clearing debris until they came to a steel door that was jammed and had to be forced open. The room had concrete walls, was approximately 25 to 30 feet thick. It was very much intact.
Yeah, get to the kicker there for folks.
Okay. There was a second door, which they forced open. The first man to look through the door with a flashlight comment, quote, "There must be four or five floors here." Yount said he overheard one of the ATF agents say, quote, "Yeah, my last inventory was 1,200 pounds of C4. That's what went off. The C4 went off and detonated," unquote. So according to their report, 1,200 pounds of C4 was illegally stored in that building. And there's no way I believe that was placed in that building accidentally or...
Well, no, I mean, that's admitted by the police. But also we have the bombs on the pillars with the blast points. And so when the other police are in there helping them get some of the unexploded bombs out, they go, oh, we were just storing the plastic explosives here. Then the disinfo people get involved and go, no, it was rocket launchers and some other stuff. No, it was plastic explosives. And you're right, that's the police... in the report saying that's what they saw. What does this mean to you?
Well, it's quite obvious. I'm familiar with federal regulations and in obedience to them. There's no way that those explosives were stored in that building if it was illegal to store them. And plus, I would bet a paycheck that of all the federal buildings in the United States, that was the only building where C4 was stored in at that time. So I doubt Timothy McVeigh knew that C4 was in that building unless he was part of a conspiracy or some type of government operation in order to bring down that building.
All right, Don, great points. Call back. When we don't have so many guests, we'll talk more about it. Paul Watson, let me get a comment from you on that, then we'll get some info from Simcox on the border and keep going to calls.
Yeah, the bottom line is it was a pre-prepared operation. People were warned. I mean, the judge, Wayne Alley, who had an office in the Alfred P. Murray building, was warned weeks in advance. He got a memo from the Justice Department which told him to be prepared for an unnamed terrorist attack directed against the federal building, and he told the Oregonian, and since then he won't talk about it, similar to Willie Brown, who got a warning about not flying into New York on 9/11 in the San Francisco Chronicle the day after, and now he won't talk about it. So numerous government officials warned.
Absolutely. Great to point, Don, and yes, I have that report 5 feet from me on the shelf, and I have read it, and that is in Road to Tyranny. And we have the police officers telling local news, yeah, the BATF was in their bomb gear and told us not to, you know, we were told not to come into work this morning. We got tipped on our pagers. Chris Simcox, it's another issue, but it all ties together with this incredible corruption. Any comments?
Well, certainly it piques my interest. I've always felt that there's something not right with the Oklahoma City bombing. I will look into that more now, since I learned that from your show. But again, I mean, my point's very clear. If our government is not stopping rogue groups of paramilitary on our border, if they're reaching our border, you know, miles in, what's going to stop a group from coming in loaded with a truck loaded with that stuff, coming through these back roads that we work all the time, and driving to Phoenix or making it that far, you know, or even hitting one of the small towns here? I know there's an alert right now about potential attacks in Houston because it was so close to the border. Potential attacks when President Bush is going to be at his ranch in Crawford because they're so close to the border.
And that's scary for me because I'm the biggest city. I mean, I'm sitting 50 miles from Lord Bush right now. Jack in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
I came on a few weeks ago to talk about a lecture at my school by Jim Garrison, the president of the Gorbachev Foundation, and I wanted to give you a little update on what happened there. Basically, he was making a lot of the points, interestingly, that you do on your show about neocon aspirations to militarize space.
But the answer is a UN global government, a left-wing world government.
Exactly. New World Order 3.0, he said. 1.0 is League of Nations, 2.0 was UN, NATO, and now 3.0 is going to be a network of NGOs working with transnational corporations and sovereign governments.
Yeah, the corporations are going to own the world fascist system, and we've got to set this up to counter the evil cowboy Bush. When the evil cowboy Bush is owned by them, they give us a false paradigm. That's that's the basic MO here. Paul Watson?
Yeah, talk about the Gorbachev Foundation. I mean, these people go back decades, the left and the right elite, no matter whether capitalists or communists. We have them meeting at Bohemian Grove. Khrushchev's right-hand man met with the capitalists at Bohemian Grove in 59, and that was in the Wisconsin Daily Journal. He thanked them graciously for their business over the years and hoped for a continuing successful relationship, was the quote in the newspaper. So even back then, these communist capitalist ties were very strong. It's basically the elite, and it's this controlled paradigm which then leads to the call for a left-wing government after this neocon imperialism.
Secondly, I wanted to make one other point really fast, and I'm sure other callers have done this before, but on 9/11, Road to Tyranny, it's a great film. You should watch it and study it. On my computer, at 1 hour, 17 minutes, and between 5 seconds and 13 seconds, there's another shot of the plane running into the second plane running in the second tower, and you can clearly see in the background an aircraft in the background flying out of the right-hand side of the screen, and I think everybody should check that out. 1 hour, 17 minutes, 5 seconds to 13 seconds.
All right, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Clayton in Missouri. Clayton, you're on the air with Chris Simcox of the Tombstone Tumbleweed, covering the dissolving government, the capitulation, the foreign troops, and also our contributor, Paul Watson. Go ahead, Clayton.
Alex, Chris, and Paul. Alex, this is the number one issue that should be talked about endlessly. I was down on the border doing an operation with Ranch Rescue, Operation Thunderbird, in August.
You've been shot at twice now.
Every time I talk to Jack, it's the same thing over and over. Really, Alex, it was fairly calm when we were down there in August. I've done a couple operations with Jack, and Ranch Rescue, but I talked to Jack here. As a matter of fact, I got a call. I need to call him back. But ever since our traitorous president opened up our sovereign border to criminal, illegal, felon aliens, they have been coming across Camp Thunderbird, the whole 600 acres over there, in droves. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Now, again, Ranch Rescue, another group similar to Simcox's, they're in Arizona. They also work in Texas, New Mexico. Masses of illegals already pouring across. Bush makes the announcement. Huge increase. What is Jack Foote saying? What increase has he seen? Simcox is saying he's seen a doubling. What level has of increase has Jack Foote seen?
Alex, I talked to Jack. He said at least four times as much, and that's when it was in August, which was really, you know, I don't want to say a trickle, but it wasn't a heavier time in that part of Cochise County. And, Chris, I'm glad to hear you guys are carrying long guns. We were down there with fouls running up and down the border in the back of the Toyota, and I never really saw much Border Patrol. When I did, they were doing nothing, and I don't know if that's changed. But, I mean, why should they do anything now? I mean, we don't have a border. I could talk about this for hours. I mean, really, and hang on just a second, Chris. Alex, you should go down there, and this is just a suggestion. But, I mean, it might be a good thing to go down there and just have a show down there. You know, get Chris and Jack and everybody together and do a remote from there. But look, this is a total invasion. You guys out there in Arizona better get off your butts. You don't understand what's going on. Chris, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. I mean, it's astounding. It's mind-boggling when you watch groups of 50, 60, 70 people now at a time. And one evening, the first patrol we did after Bush announced his amnesty, I mean, the first night we were out there, I counted almost 100 people being dropped off along this one sector, and they're being escorted by these Mexican military groups. You know, the other thing, talking about this bringing...
Who, by the way, are operating out of... they've got their patches off, showing it's a covert operation.
Yes, I want to ask about that. Were there any patches at all, and what type of uniforms do they have on, Chris? I'm very curious about this.
Well, and again, anyone who would like a video, call my office. We'll send you a copy.
Okay, thank you.
You know, cover the postage. It's amazing video with these guys up, right up close and personal. No patches, no names, no insignias on any uniform.
Now,
or
see, that's special
vehicle.
Recon type stuff, you know, because that's how you go in. Go in, no patches, and do it like that. I'm sorry.
They were well equipped for the field. This is a rough and tumble group. Certainly, they're all heavily armed. They're driving first-generation diesel-type Humvees, unmarked, and they basically have set up a garrison at the same ranch where the drugs and the illegals stage from every hour on the hour.
And by the way, they'll take over towns on our side. They already have in Texas.
It's unreal. Chris, what kind of long guns did they have?
They're carrying M16s and FALs. I think it's Finnish.
Yeah, it's a HK91 308 variant.
And we've seen a couple of AK-74s.
Mm-hmm.
So they're heavily armed, and they're right on it. In fact, like I said, I stared this guy down not 25 feet away coming through his face. In fact, he was putting his leg through the wire. He slung his rifle over his shoulder. There were three of them. They were coming across rapidly to find out who we were.
And, folks, you can see these video stills at Infowars.com. Thanks for the call, Clayton. Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I was calling to tell you about that I am a student, a pupil of the New World Order. I'm a third-year geography student specializing in GPS and aerial photography, surveillance, RFID, you name it. And I just wanted to flash back to my first-year textbook, page 4, chapter 1. And there's a map here of the world, and we have, here it says, as we try to envisage what a new world order will look like on the map, note that 12 geographic realms can be divided into two groups. And this is the exact same map, if you have read Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know, and sir, people bring me textbooks every week. I mean, I've seen hundreds of them where it's a new world order this, take your rights that, satellite track you, chips in you. I mean, they are really getting us ready. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, as Congressman Ron Paul said, they do staff the halls of academia as well, so you will see
I mean, that's the basic level that they bring it in on, the schools. I mean, just look at the schools below that. You've got the massive surveillance. You've got guards. You've got surveillance in bathrooms of schools. So even at that level, the police state and the New World Order is being ingrained to youngsters. And then above that, at the college level, you do get these textbooks, which educate that elite viewpoint where, you know, they buy into it and they think that they're part of
the elite. But at the same time, Rush Limbaugh says there's no New World Order.
Even when the Pope calls for one in December.
Well, in this book, it's New World Order right there, capitalized, bold text. But yet in the glossary, in the index, there's nothing. There's only one other mention of New World Order in this book. It's in the chapter on Russia. The New World Order, now in the making, will rely substantially on the events of land in the Tsar's forge. And that's the only other mention of it.
We'll go to news.google.com and type in New World Order. You'll get an article every day where world leaders across the globe are talking about the establishment of a New World Order. It's no longer hidden. It's out there. Right. Anyone can see it.
And before you go, I want to get that number for that video of those paramilitary Mexican groups.
Oh, sure. We'll give you Simcox contact info. Simcox, will you send me that video, too, so I can put it on local cable?
Certainly.
All right. We'll tell folks how to get in touch with them when we get back and cover a couple of final news articles. So stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Our southern camp, our southern border should be turned into an armed camp. People should defend themselves. The sheriff's departments should call up the posse. Our troops should be put on the border. But no, that won't happen. A disgusting, sickening joke. I'm sorry we don't have time to take any more calls. Chris Simcox, I do want a copy of that video, your latest video. I'd like to air it here locally so Austinites know how serious it is. and you've offered to send it to folks with the cost of duplicating it and shipping it out, so you're going to get a lot of calls. Get ready for this. Would you like to give out your phone number?
Certainly. That's area code 520-457-3008.
520-457-3008. And folks can see stills of the video and news articles about it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I know Morris Dees is trying to stop you and others from even going down there and videotaping this. How are you standing up against that?
Oh, they've all gone away and left us alone. They can't find anything wrong with what we're doing, and they know that the more that they antagonize us, the more it makes them look bad in the media. So they pretty much left us alone now. We're down here doing the job. We need volunteers. We need, plan your summer vacation out here for a weekend, a week. Bring your RV down. We'll set you up. We got ways. We got a job for everybody, from serving lemonade to Border Patrol to sitting on hilltops with binoculars and finding these groups. We need Americans must do that.
Hey, defend America, and what an adventure. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Alex.
I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Paul Watson, we didn't really plug it last hour. We're here at the end of this hour, end of the show today. We need your support. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. We're waking people up one mind at a time. We're having a massive effect. Paul, what's in Order Out of Chaos? Why should folks get it?
It's a 320-page book. It basically proves that the war on terror is a complete sham. Chapter on fake terror alerts, which is specific at the moment. Israel, Britain, Russia, America are all carrying out terrorism against their own interests to demonize their opposition and empower the police state. And so it's basically the 101 of government-sponsored terror, and it's very successful in my experience of waking even hardline ex-military people up. So, get it and support us, and we can continue to fight the New World Order.
Absolutely, folks. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Paul, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, as we were saying, the central issue is immigration, because it proves that the war on terror is fake. It proves that the police state to justify it is fake. And as we need to mention again, the division is not by race or political bent, because the latest poll from the Center for Immigration Studies said that 60% of Americans, the American public, thought that immigration was a critical threat to the vital interests of the USA, while in contrast, only 14% of the members of Congress thought the same thing. And the ones who do make up that small percentage in Congress, like Tancredo, are told to never darken the steps of the White House again. So it's a division between the people and the elite, who know that this immigration is about lowering America to a third world level and slitting the throat of the country, whether
it's
a Democrat or a Republican.
Paul Watson, God bless you. We'll see you next Monday.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Paul comes on every Monday. More powerful guests tomorrow. More info back tonight, 9 to midnight Central as well. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, T-shirts, bumper stickers. It's all about the info war. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Blow the phones off the wall. Call, get these videos, make copies, get them out to people. Here's the toll-free number. Help us wake people up. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. Call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. See you back tonight, back tomorrow. God bless you all.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.